Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an old-school jungle edit in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple. Take one raw break and one bass idea, then turn them into something that feels like a record, not just a loop. This is an intermediate workflow, so we're not just placing clips and calling it done. We're going to color the drums, shape the bass, automate tension, and arrange the whole thing into a proper jungle or DNB section that could actually work in a DJ set. Let's start by setting the vibe and the project up correctly. Open a new Live 12 set and set the tempo around 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for classic jungle energy. If you want it a little harder and more modern, you can push it up a touch, but 172 is a great starting point. Now create a few tracks, one for your main drum break, one for extra drum layers if needed, one for bass, and one for atmosphere and effects. Also set up return tracks for delay and reverb. Keep it simple. Old school jungle is all about a strong core idea, not a giant stack of sounds. Color code your tracks right away. Put the drums in red or orange, bass in blue, atmosphere in purple or gray, and effects in yellow. This sounds like a small thing, but in a fast-moving drum and bass session, visual organization saves you from chaos later. Group your drum tracks into a drum group too. That way you can process the whole drum section together and make edits much faster. Now load a raw break into your drum break track. Choose something with character. A clear snare, some hats, a bit of room tone, and a natural feel. Try not to start with something too polished. The whole point is to make it gritty and alive yourself. Next, we chop. You can either slice the break into a new MIDI track or cut it manually in arrangement view. If you want performance-style editing, slicing to MIDI is great. If you want more control and more of that old sampler feel, manual chopping is the way to go. When you're slicing, focus on the important moments. Kick hits, snare hits, hat clusters, and any ghost notes. Don't overslice just because you can. A common mistake is breaking the groove into too many tiny pieces and losing the original identity. In jungle, the break should still feel like itself. We're enhancing it, not erasing it. A good trick is to build one version that plays fairly straight and one version that's more broken or mutated. Then alternate between them every couple of bars. That variation is what makes the loop feel like it's breathing. Here's the classic jungle idea. Keep the snare identity, but change the lead-in hits, the tail, or the hat placement every two bars. That gives you movement without making everything feel random. Now let's color the break. On the drum break track, or on the drum group if you've grouped it already, build a simple processing chain. Start with drum bus, then saturator, then EQ8. Drum bus is your first stop for character. Add a little drive, maybe somewhere around 5-12%. Use a bit of crunch if you want more edge, but don't go wild. Transients can be pushed if the break needs more crack. Boom should stay subtle unless the break is too thin. Then add saturator. A few dB of drive is often enough. Turn on soft clip so the peaks stay under control. The goal is grit, not destruction. If the break starts sounding squashed and cheap, back off. After that, use EQ8 to clean up the tone. High pass only if the break is fighting the sub, usually somewhere around 25-35 Hz. If the break sounds boxy, a small dip around 300-500 Hz can help. If the hats need a little more air, a gentle shelf up top can open them up. If the break still feels too clean, you can try Redux very lightly. Just a touch. We're talking subtle character, not full lo-fi vandalism. And here's a pro move. Once the break sounds right, print it. Resample it to Audio. Commit the sound. This is huge, because once the break is printed, you can chop the rendered audio like a sample and make bolder edits without worrying about endless plugin tweaking. That's where the magic starts to feel real. Now let's build the bass. Create your bass track and load a synth-like operator, wavetable, or analog. For jungle and rollers, you want the low end to be solid and centered, but the mid character can have some personality. A clean sub is the foundation. If you're using operator, a sine wave or triangle style tone is perfect. Keep it mono and simple. If you're using wavetable, choose a smooth waveform and keep it restrained. If you want to restyle mid layer, build that separately. Use a slightly detuned saw or Reese wavetable, add a little unison, and keep the filter fairly low so it stays dark. The point is not to make a huge bright synth. The point is to make a bass that growls under the break without stepping on it. For the mid layer, a bit of saturator or roar can bring out some attitude. Then use EQ8 to keep the high end under control. If the bass starts getting too wide, keep the sub mono and only let the mid layer spread a little. This is really important. The bass should leave space for the break. In jungle, the drums are the engine. The bass is the answer, so don't write a bass line that fills every gap. Let the groove breathe. A good starting point is to program a two-bar loop where the bass hits around the snare, but not constantly on top of it. Think of it like call and response. The snare hits. Then the bass answers just after it, or on an off beat. Then maybe the second bar gets a little more active, or you drop in a lower octave hit to create that phrase movement. Use note length as a sound design tool here. Short notes feel nimble and percussive. Longer notes feel heavier and more ominous. Even with the same notes, changing note length changes the whole attitude of the bass line. If your bass patch responds to velocity, vary it a little. That tiny bit of human movement can stop repeated notes from sounding robotic. And if you have a mid-bass filter cutoff you can automate, do that too. Slowly opening the filter over 4 or 8 bars makes the bass feel like it's waking up. You're not changing the notes, but you are changing the energy. That's a very jungle move. Now let's arrange. Twitch into arrangement view and block out the section in phrases. Think in 8-bar and 16-bar shapes. Don't just loop forever. A clean structure could look like this. The first 8 bars are your intro, with a filtered break and some atmosphere. The next 8 bars bring in a main groove or the first full drop. Then you can add variation in the following 8 bars, and a stripped or transitional section after that. A very useful jungle arrangement trick is to start with just the break for the first 4 bars, then tease the bass for the next 4, then let the full groove land in the next section. That creates a sense of arrival without needing a big cinematic build. Remember this. Repetition creates hypnosis, variation creates excitement, so duplicate your core groove and change only one or two things at a time. Maybe a snare ghost note changes. Maybe a bass note gets longer. Maybe the break gets one extra hat hit. Small changes matter a lot. Every 8 bars, give the listener one lift moment. It could be the snare fill, a reversed crash, a delay throw, a little break stutter, or a half-bar bass dropout. Just one thing. That's enough to keep the energy moving. Now let's add atmosphere. Create an Atmos/FX track and bring in something simple. Vinyl noise, a dark room tone, rain, reversed break fragments, anything that adds depth without crowding the groove. Atmosphere in jungle works best when it feels like a background layer, not a giant effect wash. Use auto filter on those atmospheres and high pass them so they don't fight the low end. Then slowly open the filter over a few bars. That gives you motion without clutter. For reverb, keep it selective. Don't drown the entire break in reverb. Instead, use it on certain hits or textures. A short to medium decay with a bit of pre-delay can create space without washing out the groove. For transitions, use delay throws. Send a snare hit or a break fragment into echo or delay at the end of a phrase, then cut it off. That little flick of space can feel huge. In jungle, transitions are often felt more than heard. You want the ear to catch the motion, not be hit over the head with a giant FX cloud. Now shape the drum bus. On the drum group, add a glue compressor with a gentle ratio, maybe around 2 to 1. Slowish attack, medium release, and only a little gain reduction. We're aiming for glue, not crushing. You want the drums to breathe as a unit. Then use EQA to after compression if needed. Clean up rumble below the very low end, and tame harsh hats if they start to get brittle. Always check the drums and bass together in mono too. This is one of those boring checks that saves your mix. If the sub and break are fighting, the groove loses power fast. If needed, use utility to keep the sub mono. That low end should stay locked in the center. The width can live in the hats, room tone, and atmosphere. Now the fun part. Automation. In old school jungle, automation is part of the sound design. Automate the bass filter cutoff. Automate the drum break filter. Automate saturator drive if you want the energy to rise. Automate delay sends on individual hits. Automate reverb returns if you want a phrase to open up and then collapse again. A great move is to filter the breakdown in the last 2 beats before a drop, then open it up right when the groove lands. That little push-pull creates tension and release without needing a giant riser. You can also automate the mid-bass filter to open slightly over a phrase, then close before the next section. That makes the bass feel alive and intentional. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't over-edit the break. If you slice it into a million pieces, the groove can lose its identity. Keep the original rhythm in mind and only change the accents that matter. Second, don't let the sub and break fight each other. If the low end gets muddy, simplify the bass phrasing and high-pass anything in the break that doesn't need to live down there. Third, don't distort the whole drum bus too hard. That can smear the transients and make the hats painful. Use saturation with taste. Fourth, don't arrange without phrase logic. If there's no real movement at the end of 8 bars or 16 bars, the track will feel like a loop, not a song. And fifth, don't make every bar different. Jungle needs hypnosis. The best edits feel familiar and evolving at the same time. Here's a quick coaching tip. Think in layers of time, not just layers of sound. The break moves fast. The bass moves slower. The atmosphere moves slowest. If all three are changing at once, the groove can get nervous instead of powerful. Also, commit to audio sooner than you think. Once your break sounds right through drum bus and saturator, print it. Then edit the rendered audio. You'll get more confident, more musical edits that feel like sampling culture, which is really at the heart of jungle. Let's wrap it into a practical structure.